number 13 in the series on the Biblical Treasury of the Catechism, compiled and arranged by Reverend Thomas E. Cox. We continue with lesson 30th on the First Commandment. Question 237. Which are the sins against hope? The sins against hope are presumption and despair. And Cain said to the Lord, "My iniquity is greater than that I may deserve pardon." Genesis chapter 4, verse 13. Delay not to be converted to the Lord, and defer it not from day to day. Ecclesiasticus chapter 5, verse 8. Today, if you shall hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 15, and chapter 3, verse 7 and 8, chapter 4, verse 7, and Psalms chapter 94, verse 8. I have sinned in betraying innocent blood, and casting down the pieces of silver in the temple. He departed, and went, and hanged himself. Matthew chapter 27, verses 4 and 5. For the eyes of the Lord behold all the earth, and give strength to those who with a perfect heart trust in him. 2 Paralipomenon, chapter 16, verse 9. Praise ye the Lord our God, who hath not forsaken them that hope in him. Judith, chapter 13, verse 17. The Lord is good, and giveth strength in the day of trouble, and knoweth them that hope in him. Nahum, chapter 1, verse 7. If thou lose hope, being weary in the day of distress, thy strength shall be diminished. Proverbs, chapter 24, verse 10. Question 328. What is presumption? Presumption is a rash expectation of salvation without making proper use of the necessary means to obtain it. Not everyone that saith to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. And say not, the mercy of the Lord is great, he will have mercy on the multitude of my sins. For mercy and wrath quickly come from him, and his wrath looketh upon sinners. Ecclesiasticus chapter 5, verses 6 and 7. Delay not to be converted to the Lord, and defer it not from day to day, for his wrath shall come on a sudden, and in the time of vengeance he will destroy thee. Ecclesiasticus chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. Say not in thy heart, for my justice hath the Lord brought me in to possess this land. Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 4. But we had in ourselves the answer of death, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, who raiseth the dead. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9. O Lord God of heaven and earth, behold their pride, and look on our low condition, and have regard to the face of thy saints, and show that thou forsakest not them that trust on thee, and that thou humblest them that presume of themselves, and glory in their own strength. Judith chapter 6, verse 15. In my abundance I said, I shall never be moved. Psalms chapter 29, verse 7. He hath seen the presumption of their heart, that it is wicked, and hath known their end, that it is evil. Ecclesiasticus chapter 18, verse 10. O wicked presumption, whence camest thou to cover the earth with thy malice and deceitfulness? Ecclesiasticus chapter 37, verse 3. You have set a time for the mercy of the Lord, and you have appointed him a day according to your pleasure. Judith chapter 8, verse 13. Yea, if I shall say to the just that he shall surely live, and he, trusting in his justice, commit iniquity, all his justices shall be forgotten. And in his iniquity which he hath committed, in the same shall he die. Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 13. Question 329. What is despair? Despair is the loss of hope in God's mercy. And Cain said to the Lord, "My iniquity is greater than that I may deserve pardon." Genesis chapter 4, verse 13. And the Lord said to Joseph, "Arise, why liest thou flat on the ground?" Joseph chapter 7, verse 10. "Why are you fearful, O ye of little faith?" Matthew chapter 8, verse 26. "Why art thou sad, O my soul, and why dost thou disquiet me?" Psalms chapter 42, verse 5. And they said, "We have no hopes, for we will go after our own thoughts." Jeremiah chapter 18, verse 12. "Cast thy care upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee." Psalms chapter 54, verse 23. "I will not fear what flesh can do against me." Psalms chapter 55, verse 5. "According to the multitude of my sorrows in my heart, thy comforts have given joy to my soul." Psalms chapter 93, verse 19. "It is good to confide in the Lord." Psalms chapter 117, verse 8. "Be of good comfort, my children." Baruch chapter 4, verse 21. "My children, behold the generations of men, and know ye that no one hath hoped in the Lord and hath been confounded." Ecclesiasticus chapter 2, verse 11. "Do manfully, and be of good heart, fear not, nor be ye dismayed at their sight. For the Lord thy God, he himself is thy leader, and will not leave thee, nor forsake thee." Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. "Happy is he that hath no sadness of his mind, and who is not fallen from his hope." Ecclesiasticus chapter 14, verse 2. "Is the hand of the Lord unable?" Numbers chapter 11, verse 23, and Isaiah chapter 59, verse 1. "For we are saved by hope." Romans chapter 8, verse 24. "If you return and be quiet, you shall be saved. In silence and in hope shall your strength be." Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15. "But thou hast mercy upon all, because thou canst do all things, and overlookest the sins of men for the sake of repentance." Wisdom chapter 11, verse 24. "For thou lovest all things that are, and hatest none of the things which thou hast made. For thou didst not appoint or make anything, hating it. And how could anything endure if thou wouldst not, or be preserved if not called by thee? But thou sparest all because they are thine, O Lord, who lovest souls." Wisdom, chapter 11, verses 25 to 27. "If your sins be as scarlet, they shall be made as white as snow." Isaiah, chapter 1, verse 18. "Have confidence in the Lord with all thy heart." Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. "From the morning watch even until night, let Israel hope in the Lord." Psalms chapter 129, verse 6. "For his mercy endureth forever." Psalms chapter 135. Question 330. How do we sin against the love of God? We sin against the love of God by all sin, but particularly by mortal sin. "If anyone love me, he will keep my word." John chapter 14, verse 23. "If I should have prophecy, and should know all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I should have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing." 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 2. "Love, therefore, is the fulfilling of the law." Romans chapter 13, verse 10. "And whosoever shall keep the whole law, but offend in one point, is become guilty of all." James chapter 2, verse 10. He that loveth not abideth in death. 1 John chapter 3, verse 14. God is charity, and he that abideth in charity abideth in God, and God in him. 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. This is the charity of God, that we keep his commandments. 1 John chapter 5, verse 3. They profess that they know God, but in their works they deny him, being abominable and incredulous, and to every good work reprobate. Titus chapter 1, verse 16. Lesson 31st. The First Commandment on the Honor and Invocation of Saints. Question 331. Does the First Commandment forbid the honoring of the saints? The First Commandment does not forbid the honoring of the saints, but rather approves of it, because by honoring the saints, who are the chosen friends of God, we honor God himself. Let us now praise men of renown and our fathers in their generation. Ecclesiasticus chapter 44, verse 1. Let the people show forth their wisdom, and the church declare their praise. Ecclesiasticus chapter 44, verse 15. Nations shall declare his wisdom, and the church shall show forth his praise. Ecclesiasticus chapter 39, verse 14. The memory of him shall not depart away, and his name shall be in request from generation to generation. Ecclesiasticus chapter 39, verse 13. But these were men of mercy, whose godly deeds have not failed. Ecclesiasticus chapter 44, verse 10. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Psalms chapter 115, verse 15. Hath not the Lord made the saints to declare all his wonderful works? Ecclesiasticus chapter 42, verse 17. From year to year, the daughters of Israel assemble together and lament the daughter of Japheth. Judges chapter 11, verse 40. Wherefore I also, hearing of your faith that is in the Lord Jesus, and of your love towards all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making commemoration of you in my prayers. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 15 and 16. God is glorified in the assembly of the saints. Psalms chapter 88, verse 8. Some of them hath he blessed and exalted, and some of them hath he sanctified and set near himself. Ecclesiasticus chapter 33, verse 12. He that shall overcome and keep my works unto the end, I will give him power over the nations. Apocalypse chapter 2, verse 26. The grace of God and his mercy is with his saints, and that he hath respect to his chosen. Wisdom chapter 4, verse 15. These are they who are come out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and have made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Apocalypse chapter 7, verse 14. Question 332. Does the First Commandment forbid us to pray to the saints? The First Commandment does not forbid us to pray to the saints. Pray one for another. James chapter 5, verse 16. Brethren, pray for us. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 25. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 1. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 18. Romans chapter 15, verse 30. And Jeremiah chapter 42, verse 2. He shall pray for thee, and thou shalt live. Genesis chapter 20, verse 7. Moses besought the Lord, and the Lord was appeased from doing the evil which he had spoken against his people. Exodus chapter 32, verses 11, 14. And they said to Samuel, Cease not to cry to the Lord our God for us. 1 Kings chapter 7, verse 8. Hath God any need of your lie, that you should speak deceitfully for him? Do you endeavor to judge for God? Job chapter 13, verses 7 and 8. Turn to some of the saints. Job chapter 5, verse 1. Go to my servant Job, and offer for yourselves a holocaust, and my servant Job shall pray for you. Job chapter 42, verse 8. Being buried, thou shalt sleep secure, thou shalt rest, and there shall be none to make thee afraid, and many shall entreat thy face. Job chapter 11, verses 18 and 19. God is wonderful in his saints. Psalms chapter 67, verse 36. The angel of the Lord answered and said, O Lord of hosts, how long wilt thou not have mercy on Jerusalem? Zacharias chapter 1, verse 12. Onias, a good and virtuous man, holding up his hands, prayed for all the people of the Jews. 2 Maccabees chapter 15, verse 12. This is a lover of his brethren, and of the people of Israel. This is he that prayeth much for the people, and for all the holy city, Jeremias, the prophet of God. 2 Maccabees, chapter 15, verse 14. Hear now the prayer of the dead of Israel. Baruch, chapter 3, verse 4. Question 333. What do you mean by praying to the saints? By praying to the saints, we mean the asking of their help and prayers. Always in all my prayers making supplication for you all. Philippians chapter 1, verse 4. Then Simon answering said, Pray you for me to the Lord. Acts chapter 8, verse 24. I beseech you therefore, brethren, through our Lord Jesus Christ, and by the charity of the Holy Ghost, that you help me in your prayers for me to God. Romans chapter 15, verse 30. I have learned by experience that God hath blessed me for thy sake. Genesis chapter 30, verse 27. A blameless man made haste to pray for the people, bringing forth the shield of his ministry, prayer, and by incense, making supplication, withstood the wrath and put an end to the calamity, showing that he was thy servant. Wisdom, chapter 18, verse 21. Question 334. How do we know that the saints hear us? We know that the saints hear us because they are with God, who makes our prayers known to them. Hanukkah pleased God and was translated into paradise, that he may give repentance to the nations. Ecclesiasticus chapter 44, verse 16. When thou didst pray with tears, and didst bury the dead, and didst leave thy dinner, and hide the dead by day in thy house, and bury them by night, I offered thy prayer to the Lord. Tobias, chapter 12, verse 12. And the smoke of the incense of the prayers of the saints ascended up before God from the hand of the angel. Apocalypse, chapter 8, verse 4. And there was given to him much incense, that he should offer of the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar, which is before the throne of God. Apocalypse, chapter 8, verse 3. And the Lord showed me Jesus, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan stood on his right hand to be his adversary. And the angel of the Lord protested to Jesus, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts. Zacharias, chapter 3, verses 1, 6, 7. The 24 ancients fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps, and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. Apocalypse chapter 5, verse 8. Then I shall know, even as I am known. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 12. Even so there shall be joy in heaven upon one sinner that doth penance. Luke chapter 15, verse 7, and chapter 15, verse 10. I will sing praise to thee in the sight of the angels. Psalms chapter 137, verse 1. I charge thee before God and the elect angels that thou observe these things. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 21. O ye spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord, praise and exalt him above all forever. Daniel chapter 3, verse 86. Question 335. Why do we believe that the saints will help us? We believe that the saints will help us because both they and we are members of the same church, and they love us as their brethren. After death, Eliseus' body prophesied. In his life he did great wonders, and in death he wrought miracles. Ecclesiasticus chapter 48, verses 14 and 15. As gold in the furnace he hath proved them, and as a victim of a holocaust he hath received them, and in time there shall be respect had to them. Wisdom chapter 3, verse 6. I beseech thee, be not angry, Lord, if I speak once more. What if 10 should be found there? And he said, I will not destroy it for the sake of 10. Genesis chapter 18, verse 32. You have sinned a very great sin. I will go up to the Lord, if by any means I may be able to entreat him for your crime. Exodus chapter 32, verse 30. In his servants he will take pleasure. 2 Maccabees chapter 7, verse 6. To me thy friends, O God, are made exceedingly honorable. Psalms chapter 138, verse 17. The 24 ancients fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. Apocalypse chapter 5, verse 8. The smoke of the incense of the prayers of the saints ascended up before God from the hand of the angel. Apocalypse chapter 8, verse 4. Turn to some of the saints. Job chapter 5, verse 1. Question 336. How are the saints and we members of the same church? The saints and we are members of the same church because the church in heaven and the church on earth are one and the same church, and all its members are in communion with one another. One body and one spirit. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4. I am a partaker with all them that fear thee. Psalms chapter 118, verse 63. You are come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to the company of many thousands of angels, and to the church of the firstborn. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 22 and 23. As the body is one, and hath many members, and all the members of the body, whereas they are many, yet are one body. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12. For as in one body we have many members, but all the members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Romans chapter 12, verses 4 and 5. For in one spirit were we all baptized into one body. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13. Now there are many members indeed, yet one body. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 20. Now you are the body of Christ, and members of member. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 27. Question 337. What is the communion of the members of the church called? The communion of the members of the church is called the communion of saints. For we are made partakers of Christ. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 14. You are all partakers of my joy. Philippians chapter 1, verse 7. Giving thanks to God the Father, who hath made us worthy to be partakers of the lot of the saints in light. Colossians chapter 1, verse 12. For we, being many, are one bread, one body, all that partake of one bread. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 17. That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body, and co-partners of his promise in Christ Jesus by the gospel. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 6. Question 338. What does the communion of saints mean? The communion of saints means the union which exists between the members of the church on earth with one another, and with the blessed in heaven, and with the suffering souls in purgatory. Pray one for another. James chapter 5, verse 16. For though I be absent in body, yet in spirit I am with you, rejoicing and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith. Colossians chapter 2, verse 5. Go and gather together all the Jews whom thou shalt find in Susan, and pray ye for me. Esther chapter 4, verse 16. Hear now the prayer of the dead of Israel and of their children. Baruch chapter 3, verse 4. The priests, the Lord's ministers, shall weep and shall say, Spare, O Lord, spare thy people. Joel chapter 2, verse 17. It is therefore a holy and wholesome thought to pray for the dead. 2 Maccabees chapter 12, verse 46. Who is weak, and I am not weak? 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 29. Question 339. What benefits are derived from the communion of saints? The following benefits are derived from the communion of saints. The faithful on earth assist one another by their prayers and good works, and they are aided by the intercession of the saints in heaven, while both the saints in heaven and the faithful on earth help the souls in purgatory. Restrain not grace from the dead. Ecclesiasticus chapter 7, verse 37. It is therefore a holy and wholesome thought to pray for the dead. 2 Maccabees chapter 12, verse 46. Go to Joseph and do all that he shall say to you. Genesis chapter 41, verse 55. The priest shall pray for him and for his sin, and it shall be forgiven him. Leviticus chapter 4, verse 26. When the people cried to Moses, Moses prayed to the Lord, and the fire was swallowed up. Numbers chapter 11, verse 2. Far from me be this sin against the Lord, that I should cease to pray for you, and I will teach you the good and right way. 1 Kings chapter 12, verse 23. The Lord hath not despised his prisoners. Psalms chapter 68, verse 34. He said that he would destroy them, had not Moses his chosen stood before him in the breach. Psalms chapter 105, verse 23. To the saints who are in his land, he hath made wonderful all my desires in them. Psalms chapter 15, verse 3. Peter was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing by the church unto God for him. Acts chapter 12, verse 5. Brethren, the will of my heart, indeed, and my prayer to God, is for them unto salvation. Romans chapter 10, verse 1. That there might be no schism in the body, but the members might be mutually careful one for another. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 25. And pray ye for us to the Lord our God, for we have sinned against the Lord our God. Baruch chapter 1, verse 13. Question 340. Does the first commandment forbid us to honor relics? The first commandment does not forbid us to honor relics, because relics are the bodies of the saints, or objects directly connected with them, or with our Lord. If I shall touch only his garment, I shall be healed. Matthew chapter 9, verse 21, and Mark chapter 5, verse 28. And God wrought by the hand of Paul more than common miracles, so that even there was brought from his body to the sick handkerchiefs and aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the wicked spirits went out of them. Acts chapter 19, verses 11 and 12. And the bones of Joseph, which the children of Israel had taken out of Egypt, they buried in Sichem. Joseph chapter 24, verse 32. Take my staff in thy hand and go, and lay my staff upon the face of the child. 4 Kings chapter 4, verse 29. I beseech thee, grant to me to take from hence 2 mules' burden of earth. 4 Kings chapter 5, verse 17. And when it had touched the bones of Eliezer, the man came to life. 4 Kings chapter 13, verse 21. And they buried him in the city of David among the kings, because he had done good to Israel. 2 Paralipomenon chapter 24, verse 16. His bones were visited, and after death they prophesied. Ecclesiasticus chapter 49, verse 18. After death his body prophesied. In his life he did great wonders, and in death he wrought miracles. Ecclesiasticus chapter 48, verses 14 and 15. Command them to take out of the midst of the Jordan, where the feet of the priest stood, 12 very hard stones, which you shall set in the place of the camp, where you shall pitch your tents this night. Joseph, chapter 4, verse 3. Loose thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. Joseph, chapter 5, verse 16. Question 341. Does the first commandment forbid the making of images? The first commandment does forbid the making of images if they are made to be adored as gods, but it does not forbid the making of them to put us in mind of Jesus Christ, his Blessed Mother, and the saints. And the Lord said to him, make a brazen serpent and set it up for a sign. Numbers chapter 21, verse 8. Thou shalt make also 2 cherubims of beaten gold on the 2 sides of the oracle. Exodus chapter 25, verse 18. And all the walls of the temple round about he carved with diverse figures and carvings. 3 Kings chapter 6, verse 29. If you shall make to yourselves any similitude, committing evil before the Lord your God, to provoke him to wrath, I call this day heaven and earth to witness that you shall quickly perish out of the land. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 25 and 26. Cursed be the man that maketh a graven and molten thing, and shall put it in a secret place. Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 15. He made 2 golden calves and said to them, behold thy gods, O Israel. 3 Kings chapter 12, verse 28. He destroyed the high places, and broke the statues in pieces, and cut down the groves, and broke the brazen serpent which Moses had made. For till that time the children of Israel burnt incense to it, and he called its name Noestan. 4 Kings chapter 18, verse 4. Let them be all confounded that adore graven things, and that glory in their idols. Psalms chapter 96, verse 7. You shall not make gods of silver, nor shall you make to yourself gods of gold. Exodus chapter 20, verse 23. And to the worshipping of these, the singular diligence also of the artificer helped to set forward the ignorant. Wisdom chapter 14, verse 18. In the priestly robe which he wore was the whole world, and in the four rows of the stones the glory of the fathers was graven. Wisdom chapter 18, verse 24. They have no knowledge that set up the wood of their graven work, and pray to a God that cannot save. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 20. Saying to a stock, Thou art my father, and to a stone, Thou hast begotten me, they have turned their back to me. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 27. The idol that is made by hands is cursed, as well as he that made it. He because he made it, and it because being frail, it is called a god. Wisdom chapter 14, verse 8. That man knoweth that he offendeth above all others, who of earthly matter maketh graven gods. Wisdom chapter 15, verse 13. Question 342. Is it right to show respect to the pictures and images of Christ and his saints? It is right to show respect to the pictures and images of Christ and his saints, because they are the representations and memorials of them. Blessed is the wood by which justice cometh. Wisdom chapter 14, verse 7. There were brought from his, Paul's body, to the sick, handkerchiefs and aprons, and the diseases departed from them. Acts chapter 19, verse 12. The place whereon thou standest is holy. Josue chapter 5, verse 16. Whose image and inscription is this? Matthew chapter 22, verse 20, Mark chapter 12, verse 16, and Luke chapter 20, verse 24. Question 343. Is it allowed to pray to the crucifix or to the images and relics of the saints? It is not allowed to pray to the crucifix or images and relics of the saints, for they have no life, nor power to help us, nor sense to hear us. The idols of the Gentiles are silver and gold, the works of men's hands. They have a mouth, but they speak not. They have eyes, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Neither is there any breath in their mouths. Let them that make them be like to them, and every one that trusteth in them. Psalms chapter 134, verses 15 to 18, and 113, verses 4 to 8. For they have esteemed all the idols of the heathens for gods, which neither have the use of eyes to see, nor noses to draw breath, nor ears to hear, nor fingers of hands to handle, and as for their feet, they are slow to walk, for man made them. Wisdom chapter 15, verses 15 and 16. He broke the brazen serpent which Moses had made, for till that time the children of Israel burnt incense to it. 4 Kings chapter 18, verse 4. For he that turned to it was not healed by that which he saw, but by thee, the Savior of all. Wisdom chapter 16, verse 7. They have no knowledge that set up the wood of their graven work, and pray to a God that cannot save. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 20. They trust in idols which are without life. Wisdom, chapter 14, verse 29. It is unable to help itself, for it is an image, and hath need of help, and then maketh prayer to it, inquiring concerning his substance, and his children, or his marriage, and he is not ashamed to speak to that which hath no life. Wisdom, chapter 13, verses 16 and 17. What doth the graven thing avail? Can it teach? Habakkuk, chapter 2, verses 18 and 19. We will continue with the 31st lesson in the Biblical Treasury of the Catechism on side B of this tape.